Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Tuesday, March 26th. It's time to get caught up with disc golf news and growth in 10 minutes. A little house cleaning note, we have our first staff reporter, Brian Frawley, who will be taking over the Monday podcast duties starting in a week or two. Shout out to Brian for providing some of the factoids in the U.S. Women's Recap in this episode. Don't forget to tell your Call of Duty buddies about Disc Golf Daily. Now let's get to it. Our number one news story, U.S. Women's Recap. The link in the show notes goes to the PDGA Recap page with all of the articles, stats, and media links in one convenient place. In 2022 and 2023, at the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championship, 35 women earned $1,000 or more. This year, that record was smashed. A record-breaking 46 women earned $1,000 or more in prize cash at the 2024 U.S. Women's, the most from any PDGA event. Kudos. Heck, a few years ago, 46 FBO competitors itself was news. Now we've got that many women earning $1,000 or more at one event? Heck yeah. Fun call out of the day, Lynn Gerber in the Pro 75 division, yes, they are 75 years old and above, traveled from North Carolina to compete against a couple people from Michigan. She would go home after four long days, a PDGA major champion. Congratulations, Lynn, and competitors. And lastly, Missy's $12,000 purse is one of the top five purses in FPO history. And yes, Big Money Missy now has three of the top five payouts in women's disc golf. Our number two news story of the day, UDisc FPO champions. Now that Missy Gannon joins Evelina Salonen with one major victory each, UDisc correctly decided it would be fun to review all of the women's major champions. A link to the complete article is in the show notes. But touching on some of the highlights, Paige Pierce has 17 FPO major championships. Valerie Jenkins, 16. Katrina Allen, Elaine King, and Des Redding have 7. Juliana Corver has 6. And Kristen Tatar has 6. That's a great article. Our number three news story of the day, Nicolò Castro's Sacred Discs pays it forward to FPO. A portion of the sales from the first lavender-infused golf discs that Sacred Discs has just released will go directly towards supporting the growth of women's disc golf. Starting this, and just so you know, I'm quoting from their post. Starting this weekend, Nico will be paying the first person who misses cash in FPO due to playing against transgender. This is something that I feel strongly about when it comes to sports. I'm going to do two things here. First, I'm going to reach out to Nico and ask if he wants to discuss his new course, his new line of discs, and the trans women in disc golf a little bit. Second, I'm going to write up a piece for this Friday that talks about how I think about trans women in disc golf. Once again, Nico gets us all thinking. Our next news story of the day, Greensplatter has a fun article about spit-outs versus cut-throughs. They do a good job of breaking down the difference. Basically, a spit-out is redirected back to the player or off to the side. A cut-through goes out the back, away from the player. For some heartbreaking examples, click the link in the show notes. So sad. Over and over. Our final news story of the day, PDGA disc approval. Independent Discs Sweden AB has their third disc approved, the Soul. It is a fairway driver. I feel like they need to shorten that name. Elevation Disc Golf has their eighth disc approved, the Nimbus. It's a mid-range. It's actually a retooling of their sixth disc, which was approved, so maybe they still just have seven discs. And Protoflight has had two discs approved. It seems to me, I went to their website, and it seems to me that they CNC each of their discs. In fact, their first three discs are actually called the CNC, the CNC Plus, and the CNC Minus. And they are all now PDGA approved. I wonder if the CNC Plus is overstable. I don't know. I think it should be, maybe. Anyway, I love how creative people are, and the more the sport keeps growing, the more people in the sport there are to be super creative. Thank you to everybody who has ever had a golf disc PDGA approved. All right, moving on to the numbers. On Tuesdays, we track how each team is doing cash earnings-wise. At the U.S. Women's, which was the only pro event this past weekend, Discraft earned over $22,000. Not Discraft, the players on Team Discraft. Team Innova earned just under $20,000, and Latitude 64 earned just under $5,000. If you go by the top five team members, Innova, Discraft, Discmania. Innova's got $57,000, Discraft $55,000, and Discmania $38,000. And if you go by the entire team, it's the same teams in the same order. Innova $75,000, Discraft $74,000, Discmania $43,000. And our final tidbit for the day, the cash line at U.S. Women's was $930,000. Meaning you had to have a rating of 930 to cash. This is the lowest ratings cash line at an elite or major event this season, which makes sense due to the depth of the field. If you want to cash at FPO, go where there are lots of players. Last year, U.S. Women's had less women, higher quality players, and the cash, last cash, 937, about a full stroke better per round. And that's it for us today. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap. Yeah.